This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus-riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. We have breaking news out of Colorado. There has been another school shooting. Is this a false flag? We'll discuss the repercussions of this tonight and so much more. I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg, as we have usually on Friday nights. We have the benefit of our co-host, Steve Starrs, riding shotgun with us. Hi, Steve. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing good, Bob, and I'm glad you're up for a show tonight. You know, this story is going to be blown way out of proportion, of course. This is not, in my opinion, it doesn't look like something anywhere near as big and significant and possibly as staged as the Aurora Cinema shooting, even though it did happen in the same county, in Arapahoe County. It's on the other side of town, not too far where I lived from the second time after I moved. It looks to me like this is a case where a student possibly on SSRI drugs just went over the edge. You know, he possibly planned this, you know, Friday the 13th and wanted to be a copycat. Apparently he didn't do much damage. He came in with a gun. And of course there are differing stories and we're going to hear all this, you know, differing information and differing, accounts of what happened. But he had a problem with some teacher, and he was intending to, take this teacher out, and the teacher ducked out of the hall or jumped down the road or something like that. And as a result, he ended up shooting himself, but in the process, he injured one girl pretty severely, and another guy apparently just with a little bit of buckshot or whatever it was, so the other person seems to be okay, but before he killed himself. But this is going to get blown up way out of proportion, as everything always does, you know, just like, Sandy Hook, you know, of course, was a very big event, or at least we're told that was what it was, and also the Aurora Cinema shooting, which happened on the other side of town. Right before Sandy Hook, the anniversary, Friday the 13th, there's not much to it, but just brace yourselves, because the news media will again, Governor Chicken Cooper, I call him Chicken Cooper, who is, the notorious governor in favor of gun control is out there. No identification so far yet, Bob, on who the shooter was. They know who he was, of course, but they're not releasing his name. He shot himself, apparently killed himself. Critically injured a female student and someone else, but that's about the extent of it. Yet this will get a lot of big play, and this is going to be one of the notorious downtrending incidents that won't have much effect on anything, but it will be played up very big in the news media in the next few days.
It sure will. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Steve, I have a simple solution for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
We need take away all guns.
Oh, yes. Well, for goodness sakes, you know, I mean, this is exactly what we should do. Gun crime is going way down in statistics, and we can make it go away all completely, I bet, if we just get rid of all the guns, right?
Yeah. That's take all we got to do.
The police should not have them, too, I think, don't you? There's a good place.
Well, the police are different. They're above us, and they need the gun, Steve. That's just ridiculous. Why would you say that?
Well, yeah, you're probably right. And since they're buying all this ammunition for the Department of Homeland Security, I suppose they'll have plenty of ammo,
sure,
too. I mean, they're going to play this up, and this looks to me like it's a deranged young fellow. This isn't anything like what we saw at the Aurora Cinema or at Sandy Hook, but they're going to make it, you know, tie into that. That's my guess, anyway. Whatever the case, this was not a mass murder that was planned. It looks more like it was one student with a grudge against a teacher, and it got out of control, and he shot himself. So,
actually, Steve, one correction here. He didn't shoot anybody. The gun did.
Oh, that's right. The gun did. That's correct, yeah. Yes. Yeah, he was intending to throw bubblegum at them, and bubblegum was outlawed in school, so he brought a gun, which was also outlawed, but, you know, he could get away with that. So, you know, if we didn't have guns, he would have been throwing bubblegum. So, you know, there you go. And that's the moral of the story, you know. And you're going to hear a lot about that, of course. But lots of things going on, Bob, and, you know, there's some good news, and we can have some fun tonight. Hey, let's kick back and relax. I mean, come on, we made it through another week.
Actually, no, Steve, let's be very serious tonight on the show. No messing around,
okay.
Please.
All right.
Okay?
No messing around. No relaxing. Okay.
Yeah, okay, enough of that joking around, Steve. Yeah. We had a school shooting today, okay?
Yeah.
This is no laughing matter.
That's right, yes, and we're all wanting to feel the pain, and everybody should be lighting a candle right now, and we're going to be singing Kumbaya as we hold up candles in the wind and you know, cry. It's going to be a cry.
Steve, don't mock this, okay?
Oh,
don't mock
not,
this.
I'm very serious about how important it is, Bob, you know. I really am, you know.
Okay, Mr. Producer, will you turn down Steve's mic, please? Okay,
yeah.
We don't need him mocking. Okay, this is my show, Steve. You're the co-host.
Okay.
I expect you to respect this incident. Anyways, I will move on for now, and we will talk about the same headline that everybody else is talking about. You know the one I'm talking about, right?
You mean the guy that was the false interpreter for...
Mm-hmm. You read my mind. Everybody else knew what we were going to say. Yes, folks, he was seeing angels. He was schizophrenic. He had a criminal background. Well, this is very big news. Standing next to Barry Sotero after Barry made a couple photos with him and the Danish prime minister is a delusional, schizophrenic, interpreter. He was an interpreter of sorts, that's for sure.
Yeah. Maybe he can interpret the ObamaHealthcare.gov site or help people sign on, you know, to it, since no one else seems to understand it. You know, suppose
well, they're hiring celebrities for that now, Steve.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're going to be good at it, too. Yeah, I mean, this, I could get into a rant. Well, I should. Do you think that God has a sense of humor? You know, I mean, I know this is not a good time to ask that, but...
Only if he's a Jewish God.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, look at this. I mean, okay, you remember the story of Balaam's ass who spoke to the prophet and told him what a fool he was because he didn't see the angel that's about ready to kill him. And then there was the Tower of Babel where all the languages were confounded, you know. Now imagine this. Here you got a guy with a criminal background who's a complete imposter standing next to Barack Obama, all right? You know, I mean, do you get it, man? I mean, is it starting to show through here yet? Saying all kinds of things with gibberish that don't make any sense. And the only people that know that he isn't telling you anything are the people who can't hear. I mean, this is really, really strange. And here you have all these smug presidents. There's George W. Bush. There's Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. Can you imagine this? Four American presidents sitting there, everybody trying to be, you know, very serious and sincere and somber at this meeting. And here's a complete imposter, somebody who's a complete actor, somebody who has a criminal background that nobody is, who has slipped through the system, standing right next to the president of the United States, saying absolutely nothing but gibberish. I don't know. I mean, to me, I'm sorry. It's not funny, Bob. It is funny. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Did you see the pictures of this guy? It looks like he's got his arms up in the air like he's carrying a huge snowball above his head and his eyes are all blown. I mean, he's seeing angels and all this stuff, man. This is absolutely incredible. What a joke. I mean, it's hard to believe, but this is exactly what happened. You know, it's this imposter standing right next to the other imposter. Both of them saying nothing of any sense at all to anybody. And I don't know. All I can say is if that's a joke, nice touch, Lord. You know what I mean? Nice touch.
Yeah. Well, Steve, now that we got those stories out of the way, we're going to spend the rest of the show tonight telling you what you ought to be hearing about, what we ought to be getting ready for, and so on and so forth. We'll also have open lines for the duration of tonight's show, which should be fun. Friday night, open lines. Call us up, 800-313-9443. I said that pretty fast. Let me slow down. Get out your crayon, dial us, troll-free. I do want to hear from you. 800-313-9443. While the lamestream media is distracting you with a bunch of this and a bunch of that, what are you not hearing about? What should you be getting ready for? We'll handle that on the other side of this quick break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
spacey music, Bob. Spacey music. For a spacey audience, I'm sure. Friday night. Hello, everybody. Steve Starr is hanging in here with Bob Tuscan. And, you know, as the first segment went past, we were talking about some things, and now I guess we'll get into some other serious news. A lot of things going on. There was another incident apparently today, too. The FBI disrupts a bomb plot targeting a Wichita airport. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. This is from InfoWars. It looks like it's another one of those things that the FBI set up in order to take apart, in order to give us the idea that they're doing something significant with all the time, money, and respect that we give the law enforcement agencies. December 13, 2013, the FBI says they've arrested a man in a case involving a national security matter who planned to set a bomb off at Wichita, Kansas Mid-Continental Airport. Reports claim that 58-year-old Terry Lee Lowen, an older white man of Kansas, planned to drive a car bomb into the airport after becoming radicalized by extremist Islamic material he read online. Well, you know, that's the problem. If people would just quit reading things online, we wouldn't have all these problems. Of course, we'll get to that story, too. Obama is dead set on trying to stop the alternative media, friends. He does not like what we're doing, and for good reason. We're exposing him for the imposter and whatever you want to call him, Bob, but we're exposing him. But here's a story, though, that following that, he says, Lowen allegedly studied the airport's layout, took photos of various access points, and researched flight schedules to determine when there would be the most passengers, reports the tabloid, the New York Daily News. According to the feds, however, the public was never in any real danger due to the fact that the FBI, and ta-da, do we have the FBI theme music with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.?
I do, actually. Hold on, let me play it for you. Dun-da-dun, there you go.
Yeah, here we go. Dun da da dun da 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 da. Yeah, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and the FBI, all those fine people who couldn't stop the Kennedy assassination, never did solve it, by the way. The Federal Bureau of Inquisition, I mean Investigation, FBI was originally Federal Bureau of Inquisition. The FBI was working collaboratively with the Wichita Police to avert any such danger. How they know that this guy's taking all these pictures, and of course, Bob, you know, he had to be doing something that would make him want to try to destroy an airport, and I'm sure that the strategic target of taking down an airport in Wichita, Kansas, was going to bring about the kinds of changes that somebody who is a radical would want to create, because after all, it's a prime target for all kinds of, what, I don't know, airplanes? You know, again, why do these people do these things? They're always crazy, like Sirhan, James Earl Ray, James Egan Holmes, you know, all the list of the 19 terrorists, you know, over half of which were from Saudi Arabia, of course, who flew jets into the big buildings in order to prove a point. I mean, this is what these people do. There's never a motive, you know.
I got to tell you, Steve, Saudi Arabians are extremely skilled at flying planes into buildings and having them collapse in free fall speed. I don't know of any other nationality that is as skilled and, has the precision of pulling off an operation like they did. It's amazing to me. It really is.
Right. And
Steve, they're so good, they're able to do it without even hitting the building.
Yeah, that's right. They don't even have to do that. As a matter of fact, like in World Trade Center 7, they just sort of said, Allah Akbar, and the building fell down, just like Simon said.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So, but this guy had the same plan, I guess. He was going to make a very big statement. Well, obviously, it's all coming apart again, and now we're starting to find out, like the shoe bomber and like the underwear bomber, remember that, how it was all planned and programmed so that they could make a name for themselves, catching somebody who was about to do something crazy.
Did you ever hear of the term entrapment?
Yeah, I have. We'll have to watch this story and see how it develops, but it looks to me like it's another created event to try and give us the idea that these people are actually doing something with all this national security apparatus and spying mechanism that they have. So they have to have somebody do something once in a while, right? And it's never anybody that makes any sense, and it's hardly ever for real. So, you know, that's another story today that came out. And, you know, aren't you glad we have the FBI and the NSA, the CIA, the DEA or the ATF and all these other people, you know, including...
I'm not glad, but I am glad we have the CDC.
Ah, I like those guys. the Centers for Depletion and Control.
Wow, did you come up with that one on the spot?
I don't know. I guess I did. You know, I haven't thought of any others. I mean, the National Institutes of Health is actually the National Institutes of Hell. That's where they are, you know. For 30 years, Anthony Fauci writing herd over that group. No wonder we haven't made any real strides against things like cancer.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah. But they do have flu shots, Bob. And they come up with flu shots every year for us. So,
yeah. You know. And thank goodness for Mayor Bloomberg.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You heard that story, right?
Yes, I know about Mayor Bloomberg, and he's teaming up with the CDC, the NIH, and everybody else, I suppose, the United Nations even, you know, to try to help us get everybody vaccinated, all the kids. Did you hear
Steve,
what they're doing? Go ahead.
You go ahead first.
Well, did you hear what they're doing in Colorado? Okay, this is a very big issue out here. Okay, Colorado is like the second largest state of people who refuse vaccines. Okay, I mean, I don't know which the first one is, but we're way up on the list of people who have opted out of taking these vaccines. So, Mayor Bloomberg and all these people in the Centers for Disease Control have come up with a solution. They're going to offer counseling from the government. So all you have to do is go in and answer a bunch of questions with a member of the Centers for Disease Control or Child Protection Services or the IRS or how many other alphabet soup you know, investigative groups are in there, and let them interrogate you for about 45 minutes and ask you all these kinds of questions while they show you films and tell you why you should be getting vaccinated. I mean, this is even better than forced vaccinations to some extent, because now, Bob, they can just dig right into your whole life, and you're going to sit there while they interrogate you and ask you all these questions under what is called a counseling meeting to give
yes.
you an option to, yeah, I mean, that's scary, isn't it? You see where it's going.
I sure do. Well, Steve, everybody's worried about influenza.
Right.
And, of course, they're getting a flu shot and a problem reaction solution, which oftentimes causes influenza, if you ask me.
Yeah.
People have negative reactions. Of course, there's all sorts of junk in these vaccines, from squalene to thimerosal to you name it. Nasty, nasty stuff, right?
Right.
But, Steve, influenza is not the only thing you should be worried about this flu season.
Okay.
There's something called affluenza.
Oh,
and when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you about this new threat that is killing people. Killing people. Over 6 people died in Texas as a result of affluenza. And I'll tell you about that when we come back in just seconds.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, Steve, you've heard of influenza, I'm sure. And what about affluenza, Steve? Ever hear of it?
All I've heard about are people who are affluent. How does that relate to, what is affluenza? Tell me, explain.
Well, affluenza refers to somebody who is affluent and so affluent that they're not accountable for their actions.
Oh. You mean
like- there was a case in Texas of a 16-year-old boy got drunk and, well, long story short, ended up killing some people. He was involved in a DWI homicide. Well, he went to trial. And this 16-year-old boy who killed, I don't know, six people, was from a very affluent family, Steve. Extremely affluent family. And they hired the best attorneys that money could buy. And the judge came out of the case saying, you know, we're not going to put this guy in jail. He suffers from affluenza. Instead, we're going to send this 16-year-old boy from a very rich family to a treatment center in California that costs $400,000 plus a year and let him think about what he did in luxury. Never mind the six people that died. No, no, no. You see, all of this was an unfortunate happening that was a result of this individual's affluenza.
You know,
what a disgusting story, Steve. What, you know, if I was one of the family members, okay, this is all hypothetical. If I was one of the family members, of one of the people that died that day. I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I could let this kid walk out of that courtroom without putting my hands on him. I mean,
it'd be very hard, yeah.
Jeez.
I heard some of the stories and accounts from some of the family members, and they're trying to bring this to closure. You know what I mean? And the unfortunate part about it is there's a fine line between wanting to be vindictive and expecting the system to render justice. And when it doesn't render justice, because that's the way our system works, you know, when it doesn't render any kind of formidable justice, it doesn't help the victims bring things to closure either, because they know something's wrong, and you know it's hard to forgive that person or deal with the losses and the circumstances, because you're further agitated by being humiliated by the law and the way they work with this whole thing. I was going to say, again, I'm not trying to be too humorous, but you know, it reminds me of another affluent young boy from Texas and what he did later on. His name was George W. Bush. You know, I mean.
Oh, yeah, those million people that died in the Middle East, that was, you know, he's not a war criminal. He suffers from influenza. Good point.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that goes on there, and this is what makes the law a joke. You know, you've heard the old saying, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and people seem to think that that has a lot of old, very, you know, five steps right of Neanderthal man appeal to the baser instincts. But the reality is what that's about is victims' rights. And in the old days, they had a consequence of victims' rights that the perpetrator had to suffer. Now, the idea was, of course, you know, if you can forgive, it's better, because why should two people lose an eye, or a tooth for a tooth, or a life for a life? But the way our system works, it's not about victims' rights. It's about if people violate the law. And the law is always bent and manipulated in a thousand different ways, in this case because of affluenza. And so as a result, they humiliate victims. That's the way the law works. It's not about the victims anymore. It's about the law. The law is supposedly king, but the king law is one of the most corrupt, ugly idols that ever existed in the United States of America, because there's no equity or justice or truth or balance in it, as you see here. I mean, it's perverted. And it's distorted, and it leads people to a place to where they don't have any confidence in it anymore, because, you know, as I said, it humiliates victims, and it makes their lives even more trying and taxing, because in a case like this, instead of coming to closure and trying to move on with their lives because justice or something had to be paid in recompense for this crime in order to stop these kinds of things from happening again. Here you see a classic example of the law humiliating the victims.
So do you take justice in your own hands? 800-313-9443. I want to hear from you about this. 800-313-9443. We'll go to the phones and talk with Rick in Florida. Hello, Rick. Rick, you're on the air. Did Rick drop? Rick hung up. All right, Rick, call back if you want. 800-313-9443. I don't know, Steve. I think I might take justice into my own hands on this one. It would be hard for me not to. And, of course, there's another story here, not exactly related, but I just thought of it, because what if a family member is suffering greatly, greatly, to the point where they want to be taken out of their misery and you are killing them out of mercy for them?
Right.
Is it a criminal act? There's a case in Ohio, I believe it was, of a man shooting his wife, who was suffering immensely, and he was just sentenced to 6 years in prison as a result. Is it a mercy killing? If so, is it all right? And so on and so forth. Here's my take on it. If they would just allow for people to be able to end their lives when they choose to. End of life rights. I know, it sounds crazy. Bob, what do you mean people should be able to end their lives when they choose to? Well, it's their prerogative. If somebody is suffering to the point where they no longer want to be here, they should have access to being able to end their lives. And a family member should not have to be put in this vicarious situation. So that's my take. My take is, because suicide and, what's the word I'm looking for? What do they call it? Euthanasia, right, is not something that is available. People resort to this sort of thing, and as a result, I think are making themselves into potential targets for the law to come after them. Now, that being said, I think there should be some sort of leeway for this person as well. I don't think he did anything wrong, perhaps. Now, how do you determine that his wife was indeed really suffering and wanted this to take place? And if so, if she was rational and whatnot, well, that's why we need this to be more of an acceptable thing, so that it is out in the open and people can see very clearly that this is an appropriate action that needs to take course. So, that being said, Steve, what's your take?
Well, Bob, have you ever had to put a dog to sleep?
I have, and it's disturbing. It really is. Nobody wants to do it.
It's heartbreaking.
But you know what? You know what, yeah. Steve? When that dog can't walk and is defecating himself and suffering and it's just nonstop, you have to do it. And you do it because you love the dog no matter how hard it is. And I know that sounds counterintuitive. Believe me, I know. But that's what it comes down to.
You know, why is it that human beings have to suffer in these conditions, and yet we have enough, you know, what you would think is common sense to know that when an animal that you dearly love is suffering like this and you have to put them down, and I've done it too, and it breaks your heart every time, but you know you've got to do it because the poor things are just suffering so badly. We show more compassion for animals, dogs and cats in this condition than we do for our fellow human beings. And I'm not saying that this should be a license to conduct euthanasia all the time in any instance or for people to use it as an excuse, because I've seen that happen as well. But I mean, when somebody is in dire suffering pain and they're going through all this and there's no easy out for them except to drag the family through a long financial battle that just wears people out and ruins their lives as well, with no recourse, with no possible solution. It's hard to believe that we can actually justify putting animals down in this condition, but we let human beings suffer on and on and on and on and on, tearing everybody up with this. I think, again, like you said, Bobby, we don't know all the circumstances. We don't know what the disease was, how long she'd had it. But it seems very, very pitiful and heartless to me to make this poor man suffer for what he didn't really want to do at all.
So what's your take on the mercy killing? We got two questions on the table. What would you do if you had a family member who passed away from a DUI and this guy was, acquitted because of affluenza? I mean, what a crazy story. And what about mercy killings? What's your take on that? 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, so you heard about the rich kid who got off of the DUI after killing six people and, was going to get treatment at a $400,000 a year treatment center in California. And we told you about the Mercy killing. Both of these stories have made viral news. There was another story that I want to tell you about, and we're going to take your calls on this. I see Jan's on the line. We'll take your calls as well. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here's the deal. Steve, I don't know if you've heard this story, but you're going to be shocked by this story as well, and I want to get your take on this along with the callers. Here's what I want to tell you about. A man was driving with his two sons. This was in Texas. Their car broke down, not too far from their house, maybe a block or so. Anyways, as he's waiting to change a tire, a drunk driver drives and crashes into his two sons on the side of the road, killed them, dead. On the spot. Well, his father, after witnessing this drunk driver, walks to his house. After he just saw this guy kill his sons, he walks to his house. He grabs his gun. He comes back. And he shoots this guy dead. This drunk driver that killed his two sons. What do you think about that?
Well, it sounds to me like second degree at least. second-degree murder is what they call it, you know, manslaughter. In the heat of a incident, it certainly wasn't...
What would you do? What would you do? Somebody just drives and kills your two sons. What would you do?
It's very, very difficult. You know, it's hard to say, to be honest with you. I hesitate to judge. You know, I was going to bring this up in, you know, we talked about the eye for an eye for a tooth for tooth. In the old days, they had these things called cities of refuge, Bob, where if incidents like this happened, the individual or the perpetrator was to run to the city of refuge, and there he was to plead his case before the elders of the city, okay? And the elders of the city would sit and decide, you know, hopefully they weren't corrupt or anything, while the family members who demanded justice or vengeance, the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, waited outside. And if the elders of the city decided that this person, this was an accident, things can happen, things need to cool down a little bit, and they can hold that person in the city of refuge for a while and then release him. And that guy can go wherever he wants. But if they decided that the person was guilty of something, they turned that individual over to the relatives or the people who were seeking vengeance. So that's the way the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth system worked in the days of victims' rights. They did have a place where a person could go to plead his case, a city of refuge. And he would go there, and he was safe as long as he had his opportunity to make his choice. And sometimes tempers would cool down, people would think a little more rationally, they'd listen to the circumstances. It could have been an accident, it could have been completely by mistake. In this case, of course, the guy was drunk. I don't think he intended to hit these kids. But the bottom line is, he's guilty and responsible. And then after a period of time, they would, you know, release the individual or protect him. And if they released this individual or turned him over to the relatives, then at that point it was up to him to make his case with them. And if he couldn't make it, then the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth was extracted. That's the way it worked in those days.
That's exactly right. Steve, we're going to take calls on this for the rest of the hour, 800-313-9443. Next hour, we're going to talk about the new statistic that shows cancer rates have gone through the roof. They're at their highest levels ever. Right. And we'll talk about why that is and what we can do about it and what we shouldn't do about it. So we'll tackle that next hour along with a bunch of other stuff that we have to get to. Let's see here.
Got a call.
Jan. Jan's been waiting. Let's talk to Jan, Steve. Hi, Jan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Jan.
Doing well. What do you want to tackle?
Good. I was just calling about the end-of-life situation. I recently lost my husband just a couple months ago, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think end-of-life or, you know, putting someone out of their misery or ending their horrible situation, as long as pharma and hospitals are making profits, that won't happen.
Yeah.
That's true. The majority of, you know, it's funny you bring that up because the majority of the money is made at the end of life there. And I actually have an aunt who's in hospice right now, and she's been without food and water for 17 days. 17 days. Without food, without water. She's completely brain dead. It's very interesting. And the cost of that, it really is quite a bit.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
Before my husband's terminal diagnosis, which took about 6 days to get for some reason, a nurse came in and wanted me to approve a pneumonia shot for him. And I said, absolutely not. But I think Obamacare may change this. I think with the death panels, I think they will assess how much profit they can make prior to death. And if they can make a bunch, then there will be no, you know, then they'll keep them alive. Otherwise, it'll be a death panel. I think it's all about profit. That's what Obamacare is about.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I'm sorry for your aunt. My husband was in hospice not very long. And, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's expensive.
So he died of cancer?
Cancer and congestive heart failure.
Wow. And it was real sudden, huh?
Less than 3 weeks.
Wow. Let me ask this, Steve. They didn't put him on chemo or any of that junk, did they?
No, I wouldn't have allowed that.
Okay, good, good. Because, you know, I don't know if that's the protocol or not, but these oncologists are so disgusting that they're going to take somebody like your husband who's already suffering, and they're going to complicate it and put them on even more poison. It's just crazy.
If I were ever diagnosed with cancer, I would never accept chemo or radiation. So,
yeah, good for you.
No way. So, anyway, great show.
Jan, I just want to ask one more question. How long was your husband there, and what were the estimated costs on all that for the hospice?
I don't know, because he had Social Security, Medicare, and he also had a supplement policy.
Okay.
Hospice did not, the supplement policy did not cover hospice, of course. And so when the hospital ran out of profits, he was transferred to hospice.
Yeah. That's typical. Yeah, I had
it was a great deal.
My sister-in-law just passed away with the same circumstances, and I think her hospice was extremely expensive. Well, her hospice was partially covered by insurance, but home care, long-term disability, that was, I mean, it was upwards of like, gee, $4,000 a week. I mean, it was extremely.
Yeah.
And a lot of this was out of pocket. Very little of it was covered. And so I know I feel sorry for people because they're losing their relative, and at the same time they're losing, you know, all this enormous amount of money while they just keep him sedated. There is a story, Bob, I don't know if you saw this before we get off this topic, from Life News today, from Stephen Ernst, and it's about from in Belgium. Senators approve a measure allowing doctors to euthanize children. Belgians... You saw that? The Belgian Senate voted today.
Yeah, I had heard about them deliberating on that, yeah.
Right. Well, they voted to go ahead and allow that.
They did.
Some people, of course, are raising a fuss about it, pro-lifers, and not that I'm against pro-life advocates, but they are saying this is a slippery slope. But the problem here, again, is that they voted in this case in Belgium to allow euthanasia. The Senate voted 50-17 to...
For children. That's an important caveat, yeah.
Right, to children with disabilities. Disabilities. It didn't talk about life-ending circumstances.
Wait a second. I did not catch that. All right, we're going to have to tack on that when we come back. You're saying that it's not just for children who are terminally ill, but for children with disabilities. Now, that sounds like eugenics. We'll tackle that when we come back. I also got a Bitcoin song for you. That should be cool. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff when we come back. Jan, thanks again for the call. I'm so sorry to hear about your husband. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be right back in just a second.
The Bob Tuscan Show.